議程第五項呢，就是一個動議辯論，就是議會文件37/2011號的內容呢，就是促請政府在可行的情況下盡快分階段興建一條連接堅尼地城至到香港仔的海濱長廊。咁呢項動議呢，就係由朱永雄副主席提出嚟，而得到九位議員嘅和議嘅。和議嘅議員呢，就包括有林啟輝、司馬文、歐立成、林玉珍、陳文翰、陳富明、麥謝巧玲、徐婉華及馮偉剛各位議員。咁我而家首先歡迎以下嘅政府部門代表呢，係出席今次嘅會議。就是規劃處高級城市規劃師港島55家樹先生，運輸處高級工程師南區及山頂的就是譚仲安先生，和工程師南區及山頂2的馮建業先生的。多謝你們啊，主席。朱永雄副主席呢，在5月9日呢，就提交了一個更新後的建議接駁路線圖，咁秘書處咧已經轉交咗俾相關嘅部門去參考噶啦，而有關路線亦都喺同日上載至個網頁嗰度，並而且仲有一份咧係喺各位議員嘅台頭上噶啦，嚟到俾大家參與。好啦，而家我首先咧請阿朱永雄副主席介紹下提出呢個動議嘅原因，咁我就想提醒咧，就係個動議嘅議員同埋和議人咧，佢係有五分鐘去解釋呢個動議嘅。咁啊，秘書處咧喺4分30秒嘅時候咧會俾一次響，跟住咧第足五分鐘咧就有兩次，咁就要停噶啦嚇。好，唔該，阿朱副主席。
主席就嗱，即係我哋香港島咧，其實即係嗰個地勢咧就得天獨厚嘅，周圍都係一啲海岸嚟嘅。咁其實我哋應該利用呢個優勢呢，就即係興建一條貫穿呢個東區啊、灣仔區啊、中西區，甚至我哋南區嘅一條海濱長廊嚟㗎。咁我哋知道呢，其實已經東區同埋中西區呢，其實佢哋已經有計劃呢，就係會即係進行呢個海濱長廊嘅一啲工程，或者喺度係研究緊嘅。咁啊，今日咧，其實我哋提出呢個議程咧，就好多謝啲阿司馬文議員咧，就做咗一個初步嘅路線圖啊，同埋咧做咗一啲嘅分析，即係話將來我哋有啲咩嘅困難，咁我或者我就交俾阿司馬文議員咧做嗰個 presentation 啦。好，多謝主席。
唔該，司馬文議員。
So thank you very well, members. We've walked most of the site of this route. It's about a 3-hour walk. It's a spectacular waterfront, and there are many historic sites along the way. The opportunity is because Route 4 has been removed to do something interesting on our waterfront. We've identified 7 things to do, and I will go through those 7 items to do very quickly. This is the route. If there's a tick mark on the top left, it means everything is fine. If there's a number that needs some work. So we're here in the Victoria Road. You can walk along from up the road, along the pavement. Then here is the entrance down to Sandy Bay. You can see Sandy Bay from the top. There's a sign down there. There's a footpath that already goes down there, but we need to do some work on it. We have to fix the stairs, we have to create a boulevard, and we have to set back the TGLAs. If you follow the path here, everything is fine. The staircase is in good condition. The path here is fine. You come down here, past the water pumping unit from the WSD, everything is still fine. Here it needs some work. This path here, the staircase, needs some repair work, down to the beach, and here you arrive on Sandy Bay Beach. So here we need to do some work. The red line indicates the boulevard area that needs to be created. We reviewed the TGLAs that needs to be fixed up, so then people could walk along the waterfront here, connecting with the boulevard that already exists here. The boulevard is called Shawan Road, unofficially, and it runs in front of the Stanley Ho sports facilities and is in good condition. It ends up, there's a dead end here, at the Queen Mary saltwater pumping station. The question is, how do we fix this? So item number two is to fix up the connection with here between Sandy Bay and waterfront, the Cyberport waterfront. We can either go upstairs, Queen Mary pumping station staircase, or we connect the waterfront from Sandy Bay to Cyberport Park. So up the staircase means you go up here to the pumping house, and you end up on this one. We have to work with Queen Mary to open up the staircase. There are some technical concerns. Alternatively, we go along the waterfront. The red line indicates the waterfront area. It would cross over the barging point area. This is the rock face that it would run on top. Or wrong the part here. And we could build something like we have in Repulse Bay, South Bay. Then the Cyberport Waterfront Park is in very good condition. The Waterfront Park is nice. People can walk through it. It connects well. Good footpaths available. Takes people to the Cyberport Road, up Cyberport Road. And then the third point is the Waterfall Bay Park. How can we connect with the Waterfall Bay Park? There's an existing Waterfall Bay Park at Wafu. So that how can we extend it to the north? And then we have to provide a bridge. A bridge either at the top of the waterfall or at the bottom as the beach. So there's a park entrance. There's not going to be. There's already a staircase. So the question is, do we do it on top or at the bottom? What bridge do we provide? So this needs work. This is going to be an investment in a footbridge. And of course, there are many different styles of footbridges we can consider. But the bottom line is, if you've been on the footbridge, you put it at the beach, you can see the waterfall on one side, you can see Yama on the other side. The Waterfall Bay Park is in very good condition in Wafu. It's a beautiful waterfall park. You could go along the waterfront. I need a little bit more than that. You're going to Wafu. No, but this is a beautiful waterfront. And I'm not sure everybody's been here, but this is a historic site. There are thousands of little Buddha statues built here, tin house statues on the waterfront. It's very interesting. People go swimming. Then you end up at the park, item number four, which is the fourth thing to be done. The MTRC has promised they will invest in the Kellett Bay Promenade Park. So this is the fourth thing to do, is fixing up the waterfront park, which is now up at the Town Planning Board for approval to make it an open space. Fix up. So this is all in good condition. It needs to work. Then item number five is the streetscape of Tin Wan Praya Road. Now, Tin Wan Praya Road needs some work. The beginning is okay at Wa Kwai, but then it gets somewhat ugly. So how can we fix this one up? District Mining Works has to invest some money to make sure that this street escape is improved. And Tin Wan at the waterfront, everything is fine. The planning department should consider the result of the upon redevelopment of the properties on the waterfront, whether they should include a promenade, a setback to building. So that needs to be considered by the planning department, whether that can be put forward. Okay, the sixth item is the perimeter of the fish market. Now, people can walk along the fish market. It gets a bit ugly here. It needs a bit of work. But it's a very interesting site for people to walk through the fish market. The question is, can we do this? Simple. Identify the entrances of the fish market. Very simple, cheap to do. Okay, there's a fish market here. Nobody knows that there is a fish market here. So if we can make it look like the entrance of a fish market, then everybody knows there is a fish market. The last thing, number seventh item, is to put signs. Aberdeen to Kennedy Town. Everywhere along the path, put the sign. Aberdeen, Kennedy Town, signage system. Thank you very much.
Okay. 阿斯曼文議員做了很多功夫，真的很詳細，這個是值得一讚。 好啦，睇下政府部門嘅代表，又睇有啲咩回應下啦。伍家樹先生有冇嘢係啦？我哋規劃署嘅回應咧，就大約都記錄喺附件二嗰度。咁頭先睇完阿司馬文議員嗰個嘅
PowerPoint 之後咧，我哋都睇到其實有好多咧都係一啲現行已經有路或者有即係可以行得到嘅地方。咁但係咧。 就有一啲係需要擴闊啦，咁另外有一啲咧，我哋所謂叫 missing links 咧，就牽涉到一啲我諗啲一啲嘅工程項目咧，要點樣去駁翻通佢。咁其實我哋嗰個回應都有指出咧，其實有關嘅建議咧，即係譬如好似海濱長廊啊，或者行人路啊。 或者擴大公園的建議，其實在三張分區計劃太空圖上面都是一些經常准許的用途。但是正如剛才看到，就那些需要接駁的地方其實都需要去我們釐定有一個負責有關撥款、設計、施工、保養和管理的機構，還有要做一 些工程研究才可以去做的。所以這一方面呢，就可能看看其他有關的技術部門呢，看可以即給一些意見。
嗯，好啊。那就運輸署呢，譚先生。
多謝主席。我們都提供了答案在個附件裡的。
嗯，
基本上呢，我們都會配合其他部門呢，在將整個 project 即整個項目做得好的需要的的 input 咧，即我哋嘅，我哋會總之就會同其他部門一齊嘅。
O K，
唔該，
即係同其他部門配合啦。嗯，啊，土木工程署啊，黃少華生。
我哋嘅回應咧，就其實喺附件度都講咗噶啦。不過亦都可以再提一提啦，就係、是、規劃署同埋運輸署所指出嘅一啲。研究啊，或者要首先要達至嘅嘅構想咧，就係、是、要做咗先至可以再釐定究竟嗰個工程係咪可行嘅。咁正如我哋處長上次都有喺上次會議都有提及咧，就係、是、好多方面咧都要詳細研究咧，先至知道係可唔可行嘅。啊！我呢度嘅回應就咁多啦。
即係你都要同其他個政府部門一齊配合啦。
係。
啊！如果佢哋喐嘅時候，你都要喐㗎啦。
或者咁講啦，做一個咁嘅咁大型嘅工程咧，其實都要揾一個部門咧，就係、是、要統籌，要即係佢係一個業主嘅角色先得嘅。
好啊。好。好啦，仲有康文署啊大太。
康文署的回应呢在附件五啦，咁就或者我都唔详细讲嘅，咁只不过呢就係话由于个工程呢，其实我哋需要考虑嘅点呢，就係、是、譬如果喺上面连接嘅话呢，呢条路要駁桥啊，经过个瀑布呢，咁就要考虑到安全嘅问题啦，咁亦都因为都亦都资源啊，同埋要咨询嘅，咁如果下低嘅话呢，咁喺个瀑布底嗰度再做条呢一个海滨啊嘅路段呢，咁同样地都即係我哋希望就话，如果係呢议会支持嘅，我哋就会觉得喺下低做嗰個會比較好，即係喺個安全，即係可以望到個瀑布上高啦，即係喺下低點望翻個瀑布啦，咁觀賞到個景色啦。咁如果係議會支持嘅，我哋希望就話睇下係能夠一併歸納咗，即係呢一個其中呢一個嘅 proposal 能夠係歸納咗喺一個合約顧問研究，即係睇下可唔可以呢一個海濱長廊可行性嘅範圍裏邊咯，一併研究咁。啊，多謝主席。
唔係，會民政處啦，黎主任。
係，多謝主席。咁正如我哋喺附件六嘅回應啦，咁如果係涉及地區私人工程涵蓋嘅工程咧，咁因為我哋已經有既定嘅機制啦，咁我哋就會根據而家既定嘅機制咧，就去處理一啲擬議嘅工程項目嘅。多謝主席。
嗯，好啦。各個政府部門表咗態，都有佢個回應喺嗰啲附件度噶啦。咁睇下我哋各位議員有冇一啲乜嘢嘅意見想喺呢度提。其實而家我哋提咩意見都係，你係咪想講嘢，林啟輝？
係啊，多謝主席。我知道校長想講咩，就係即係做呢啲咁嘅嘢咧，就恐怕都係跨界噶。
我唔係咁講。
好，唔緊要。
你估錯咗。
估計錯誤。嗱，即係實際咧，就係有多嘅議員咧，都即係支持呢個咁嘅提議啦。就係、是、嗱，實際我哋包括嗰個香港仔避風塘嘅兩岸嗰個美化，咁而家咧都如火如荼，再有一個設計。並且未來的招標咁樣落成，都起碼即係兩三年嘅時間。 咁即係話呢，我哋為咗南區嘅福祉，假如呢一條咁嘅路啊，呢條路係能夠真真正正將佢係通到，打通咗佢，對我南區呢就絕對嘅好事。咁話講返轉頭呢，除非你唔做嘢，你做嘢就一定有 ABCDEFG 嘅存在嘅問題。我哋嘅存在就係要克服呢啲問題，推動佢將佢落成嘅啫。所以呢一度呢，就即係我覺得，就而家呢我哋就即係提出一個分階段嘅去落實嘅問題。分階段有先有後啦，先易就後難，係咪？有啲係需要跨部門嘅，有啲需要小工程，小工程都有既定嘅程序，又要去即係研究好多，但唔緊要，事在人為，即係最緊要先原則上係支持咗呢一個咁嘅項目，具體應該呢係通過即係跨部門啊，即係大家一齊嚟研究呢，我覺得係應該可以成事嘅。唔該主席。
嗯，如果冇議員係再發表呢，我就想陳文翰議員。
主席，其實即係呢一個項目當然就支持啦，如果唔係我哋都唔會係咪即係諗都唔諗咪簽個名落去。其實個原因呢就係話我哋好希望可以係有一條嘅沿海嘅步行徑之餘呢，其實更加係代表住即係成個區議會喺個地區事務入面到所扮演嘅角色啊，即係唔同以前我哋可以行前多一步，唔係等政府落嚟咁我哋去撥錢，又唔係等政府落嚟講做呢樣做嗰樣我哋先決定做唔做，而我哋更加大，而我哋有更加大嘅主動權呢去諗唔同嘅事務，去諗唔同嘅方案。咁我諗呢一個呢其實就一個好好嘅計劃嚟嘅。咁當然呢即係我哋可以提出啲意見，即係有咗個計劃點去落實，正如剛才林繼輝議員所講係咪點逐步去做啊，點分批去做啊，咁呢啲再喺呢一度深化佢，再喺度即係講多啲嘅。喺咁大個嘅計劃入面嗰度呢，我哋其實會發現一定係會有好多部門嘅我哋唔叫阻攔啦，係咪？咁但係少部門可能會提出啲問題俾我哋，或者有好多個問題要我哋克服嘅。咁其實我建議呢就用一個顧問報告嘅形式，即係學返政府個方法啦。即係好多時政府呢用一啲嘅顧問報告呢就我哋解決大型嘅問題。即係首先呢將嗰啲問題擺喺個顧問報告嗰度，等佢可以開山劈石，係咪？就可以逐步嚟到去落實。咁呢一個嘅步行徑其實個方向都可以一樣嘅啫。咁例如話，即係一個顧問報告，可以係每一段路咁嚟到研究，究竟邊一啲係可以做先，邊啲可以做後，又或者邊啲係可以由小工程嘅撥款喺嗰每一年啊嚇，而家大概有即係如果 total 計埋嗰200%嘅話咧，即係有埋嗰額外嘅200%去計嘅話咧，咁啊成3000多萬啦，嗰部分嘅錢入邊度點可以抽到啲出嚟咧嚟到去做住先咧？同埋就邊啲係真？是冇辦法由嗰個嘅撥款入面去做嘅，就要交俾政府部門去做長遠考慮，咁做一個個分類先，咁再接住呢再決定邊啲係優先次序。咁我哋亦都可以好清楚見到啦，其實有啲嘅工程呢已經做咗，有啲工程呢就諗住會做嘅，咁包括咗例如話係咪喺華富啊下面嗰度一個沿海嘅小徑，咁我哋想俾啲錢去改善佢，咁嗰啲其實之前已經係做咗㗎啦，咁亦都我哋之前喺個FMC 嗰度咧講過話，近住大口環嗰度嘅海邊咧，都會有啲嘅改善嘅工作去做。咁我諗點可以逐步去做咧？呢個係一個顧問報告入邊就一定要交代嘅啦。咁同埋咧，亦都係可以係分工嗰度方面，由個顧問報告去做得較為詳細啲，變咗大家都可以接受到成個嘅計劃，一步一步嚟到落實。咁講翻轉頭咧，其實區議會咧就我呢幾年啊，都用咗唔少嘅錢嚟到去做嗰啲音響啊、會堂改善工程嘅撥款嘅。咁我諗呢個撥款咧，將來咧就會一段嘅長時間都唔會再用噶啦，因為啲會堂已經陸續係可以有新嘅音響用。因此咧，呢一個計劃我諗係可以用翻區議會喺之前咧，大概每一年有幾百萬我嚟做會堂嘅改善工程撥款咧嘅原有嘅經費作為最基本嘅開支先。咁再接住點有多啲嘅錢，點可以係再去諗多啲嘅資源呢？呢個可以較時間再去慢慢去諗嘅，主席。
好，唔該。好啦，我想首先呢個係一個動議嚟嘅。我首先想問有冇人反對呢個動議？
一致
通過。好啦，係咪一致通過？有冇人棄權？陳理成棄權，黃志毅棄權嘅係咪？舉手啦，棄權嘅舉手，唔該。梁浩君、黃志毅、陳理成、陳李佩英議員是棄權的，好啊。 贊成的都要舉例，因為我都要數人數，贊成的請舉手。我讀名字，司馬文、馮偉剛、陳富明、陳文翰、歐立成、張少強、馮士嘉、林耀珍、林啟輝、麥志考寧、麥志仁、徐婉華、朱慶雄、楊默去了哪裡？你贊不贊成的？黃靈珍贊成的，黃靈珍。楊默呢？即是多少個贊？不是夠人，當然你要攞返。你贊成一反對一或棄權？贊成 OK。是啊，
即是 四位棄權。
現在我再講一次，就是17位贊成，四位棄權的，我是贊成的。16。
容姐走了。
哦，容走了。好啦，我哋通過咗呢個動議呢，我哋即係話我哋會係希望會去跟進一件事嘅啦。我呢就建議一樣嘢，我哋一定要先有一個顧問去研究嘅，因為我哋而家提咗個樣嘢出嚟，究竟個顧問研究邊度得邊度唔得，唔得嗰啲地方應該點樣做，我相信我哋第一步要做呢樣。但係呢，我就希望將呢一個工作交返落去社區建設管理委員會嗰度去跟進，地區設施管理委員會嗰度去跟進，佢哋去跟進呢樣嘢，邀請顧問公司，然後要錢嘅時候咧，先係翻嚟區議會攞錢。大家贊唔贊成？贊成。陳李成義，
主席，我係反對嘅，因為咧，即係話都聽到部門嘅回應咧，就係、是。其實要做一個咁樣嘅工程呢，係應該由一個部門去統籌返，而唔係一個我哋請一個顧問工程嘅公司呢去做呢，係做我哋嘅需要嘅，但係做唔到，即係話喺個統籌嗰度嗰個角色㗎。
唔係而家未到統籌嗰樣嘢。
唔係講緊嗰個統籌嗰、那個即係話嗰個survey㗎。其實做社會咧都係要做個統籌嘅，即係唔係話即係點樣行點樣做邊度先啊嗰啲咁，唔係嗰啲咁多嘢嘅。所以我點解我頭先舉手棄權咧？其實我個意思咧就係、是、其實呢個做呢個咁樣嘅工程咧，係其實應該要由一個政府部門孭起咗佢嚟做嘅。咁我就頭先聽到咁多嘅政府部門呢，睇下邊個部門做啦，我就跟佢啦，咁個個都跟，邊個行頭呀、啊、我就想問緊咁樣嘅，即係一個回應啫，唔該主席。
我相信我哋再講清楚呢，大家有個構想去做呢件事，咁但呢個一定要有個工作小組去跟去喐咗先嘅，然後呢就邀請到時呢顧問公司去研究咗翻嚟之後呢，然後我哋就會邀請政府部門呢係去做一個個跟進同埋乜嘢呢，係咪呀？阿司馬文議
Chair Lady, I agree with Mr. Chen that there are of course difficulties in finding the right party, but rather than finding one government department for the entire route, I suggest that for each sectionWe try to find out who is the best government department to take care. For example, Waterfall Bay. Maybe LCSD is the best party. Maybe for fixing the waterfall park in Hua Kwai, maybe the MTRC is the best party. Maybe fixing the fisherman's market, the best party is FMO, AFCD. So every section is a different party who is the best party.So I think that the consultant can identify for each section what needs to be done and make recommendations on who is the best party to be the lead to fix that section. Thank you.
徐婉華議員。
啊，唔该，主席，我系好赞成啊，司马文议员头先嗰个提议咁，其实呢、這、一个佢个意思，我相信咧同阿陈文汉嗰个主旨都系一样。咁其实个重点就系究竟点样去厘清嗰个权责嘅问题。第二个咧就系点样分翻清楚个优先次序啦。咁我哋都知道咧，即系喺即系罗马咪一日建成啦。咁对于区议会嚟讲咧，呢、這个咁大嘅工程都似乎系好似建一个罗马城咁困难。咁我哋都明白到即系需要嘅时间咧，同埋嗰个统筹嗰个困难度咧。咁但系而家即系我觉得阿柴议员啦、司马议员提嗰个方向系非常之系可行嘅。我哋揾到一啲地点啊，如果可能鱼市场咁，有啲 地方系政府部门负责嘅，有啲地方系官地嘅，有啲地方咧系可以区议会系尽快可以动工开始做嘅话，点解我哋唔可以开始去做嗰啲嘅功夫咧？咁有啲头先规划署所讲嘅就啊，可能真系咧而家。仲爭啲啲咁多嘅呢一個少少工程做落去嘅話咧，就可以將兩個地方連埋一齊，跟住啲居民咧就可以行到嘅。咁呢一類咁細嘅工程，點解我哋唔可以主動少少去做咧？咁當然咧，對於成個咁長嘅一個個路程咧咁大嘅工程嘅話咧，咁如果有部門去統籌嘅，自然係最好啦。如果係區議會有咁嘅能力去統籌，自然係最好啦。咁但係當我哋而家未預見到有咁嘅冇一個部門出。是什么的时候呢，那我们就做住我们是见到我们有能力做那些事情先咯。那刚才所讲的其中就是一个例子了。那我希望呢我们日后可以循着这样的方向去做。不行。
啊，王英毅。
我刚才呢投票就是弃权的。其实呢你问我本来呢我自己的内我自己的个人 的意向呢我是认同这个做法。但是呢其实呢有一点我觉得弃权呢其实我同阿陈理事议员嘅见解有相同之处，因为咧有好多嘢系未清晰咧，有关于呢个咁庞大嘅做法嘅嗰个远嗰、那个嗰、那个做法嗰、那个远景，系好多嘢系未有清晰。主席，头先你话咧，建议翻咧，将有关嘅呢个决定咧交俾地区设施管理委员会咧，我觉得系可以咁样做法。即係我會覺得有少少係顧慮咧，就係咧第一就係屆尾啦，啊即係啦，即係又已經係屆尾啦。咁可能咧，我哋呢個咁樣嘅呢個顧問要請顧問咧，可能橫跨兩屆嘅。第二咧就係話咧，有一點咧，的的確確我哋係喺今日為止咧，係未得到所有政府部門嘅認同。即使我哋要斬件，似乎政府部門都話俾我哋聽，斬件都困難。當然如果主席認為是我們都不惜可以花錢類似、在我們上一屆黃竹坑那個這樣的做法做個顧問現在做完之後將個報告就交給政府，我認為呢就可能呢都可以這樣做法，但不是說呢去做一個請顧問來呢去研究怎樣去分階段做，而是我反而將剛才大家呢嗰、那個即係集腋成裘嘅建議咧，可唔可以咧將顧問公司係做一個更加完善嘅報告？因為而家我唔係話阿司馬文議員做得唔好啊，但係可能基於一啲比較係更加專業嘅因素裏邊，係咪揾個顧問公司做得更加好咧？咁樣嘅話，呢、這個報告咧就可以作為交俾政府去考慮，就類似黃竹坑嗰個發展嘅做法。即係我諗法咁樣，純粹一個建議啊。
我想再講清楚一啲咧，就係話俾大家聽。第一就因為大家都通過咗個動議咧，即係話個構想大家都支持嘅。當然我哋冇可能咧一次過做曬所有工程。我相信咧，我哋而家都希望擺落去個工作小嗰、那個工作委員會嗰度咧，等佢去跟進呢件事，然後。唔係地區設施管理委員會啊，阿朱富嗰個委員會嗰度，咁等佢去跟進，因為上次我哋嗰、那個黃竹坑個顧問嗰度咧，係喺區議會下邊咧係有一個工作專責委員會嘅，但係嗰時係未有呢個委員會嘛，咁而家既然有呢個委員會咧，就放咗落去，嗱唔係即刻做噶，你冇可能做得到啊！大家都好清楚喺個好大個工程。同埋係咪話一次過做曬冇可能嘅事嚟？只係話請顧問公司去研究 我哋边样做边嗰边个系比较容易啲嘅，边个比较难啲嘅？我哋攞咗翻嚟之后咧，然后再邀请政府部门咧系做落去嘅，唔系我相信我哋个专责委个委员会系冇可能做到呢样嘢。但系你一定要先行咗第一步，去个顾问公司去研究咗，所以我哋今日再讲都冇用噶啦。所以大家系咪都支持将呢个工程加咗落去个委员会先？有冇人反对？如果冇人反对咧？我就覺得我哋嘅討論應該到此為止，就將佢交咗落去委員會嗰度咧，委員會再跟進個問題。
顧問公司，
你哋去邀請顧問公司啊，點樣啊，用幾多少錢啊？你哋到時再同翻區議會講咯。好冇，大家暫等陣，因為你再拗落去都冇意思啊，再講嘅理由都冇，去翻個委員會先講啦，好冇？好啦，如果冇意見，大家結束呢個議程。